The Palestinian envoy to the United Nations has criticized the UN Security Council for its inaction toward the Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip. He made the remarks as the council was meeting to discuss the situation in Gaza. Let's take a listen.
This is the third time that we come to the Security Council since this aggression. And our people are extremely frustrated and fed up with the Security Council and the international community because they are not doing what they should be doing in order to stop this aggression against our people. The Council, I understand now, it's meeting in a closed session. If the Security Council, the party, the body that is supposed to be responsible for international peace and security, is not stopping this killing against our people, where should we go in order to seek justice, in order to seek stopping this aggression against our people? We will not give up in coming back again and again to the Security Council. We hope that the Security Council tonight to rise up to the level of shouldering its responsibility to stop this carnage against our people. I know that we will be coming.
Earlier, the Rwandan ambassador to the UN, Eugene Richard Gasana, addressed the media, outlining the main points of the Security Council's closed-door session.
The members of the Security Council expressed serious concern at the escalation of violence in the situation related to Gaza. The members of Security Council called for respect of international humanitarian law, including protection of civilians. The members of Security Council emphasized the need to improve the humanitarian situation, including through humanitarian pauses. The members of Security Council expressed serious concern about the growing number of casualties. The members of Security Council called for an immediate cessation of hostilities based on a return to the November 2012 ceasefire agreement.
The UN chief has condemned Israel's killing of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip as an atrocious action, calling on Tel Aviv to exercise maximum restraint.
I condemn this atrocious action. Israel must exercise maximum restraint and do far more to protect the civilians. There is only one way to avoid the cycle of war and perpetual insecurity for all, and that is by addressing the root causes of the conflict.
Ban made the remarks in a joint press conference with the Qatari foreign minister Khaled Al-Attiyah in Doha. Qatar's top diplomat also denounced the Israeli actions in Gaza as a massacre. He called for the lifting of Israel's years-long blockade on the Palestinian enclave. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. However, Obama reaffirmed his support for what he described as Israel's right to defend itself. He also said the U.S. Secretary of State would travel to Egypt to seek an end to the bloodshed.